The March 25 meeting of Halton Hills Town Council gave rise to a classic debate about housing. Where it should be built, how dense it should be, and whose opinions or policies are most important when town council makes a decision. Responding to a town staff proposed Stewarttown secondary plan, a member of a newly formed residences association presented the view that expansion of the Stewarttown hamlet should limit the number of new homes to 5 units per hectare, a density that's similar to the very large lots currently in the area. The association member argued that the semi-rural character of the existing neighborhood should be maintained, that traffic should be minimal to maintain the quiet and safe atmosphere. On the other hand, a lawyer representing the builder who owns the expansion lands suggested that the town staff proposal of 8 units per hectare was too low, that the market demand and the provincial policy direction for housing both point to many more homes that should be allowed on the site. He cited the, as of right, low-density policy, which would allow 20 units per hectare, and noted that the builder was leaning toward low or medium-density designation for the lands within the Stewarttown secondary plan. Following questions, councillors decided to support the staff recommended compromise of 8 units per hectare as the density that would be applied to the new development. The town commissioner of planning noted, though, that it's likely the Ontario Land Tribunal will make the final decision. The OLT is a provincial appeal tribunal that builders and municipalities can petition when local planning decisions are challenged. The need for all types of housing is clear. Halton Hills needs homes for seniors, for first-time buyers, and for renters. There is great demand for affordable, supportive, and market-priced homes. Further, the province has required the town to make a housing pledge, a housing goal against which municipal success would be measured and provincial financial incentives would be paid. Halton Hills has pledged a target of 9,500 homes under construction by 2031. There won't be shovels in the ground in Stewarttown for a few years. The planning, possible appeals, then design and construction of the roads, water mains, and sewers will have to be completed by the region of Halton before homes can be built and people move in. Ultimately, the town is quite constrained in its control over the timing and delivery of housing. It's complex, with the province, builders, Halton region, market forces, neighbors, and town council all having a say and doing their part. Municipalities do not build homes, but it seems we are expected to deliver them.